Ervin Perakud Mishna Tess, Makifin Shlosha Chavolim, Zel Mala Mize, Vizem Lamala Mize. The Rav explains this is also with a caravan, because we're going to see this kula is only legabe caravan, at least as far as certain things, but and it wouldn't apply to a regular person, specifically like in a regular neighborhood. But in a similar situation where on the onset of Shabbos, a caravan, let's say, is out in a field, so in order to make an enclosure, they can surround themselves with three ropes, one on top of the other, where they would put a stake into the ground, and there's a picture below. As long as there's no more than three tfachim between each rope. Shir chavolim ba'ovyon, the shear of the ropes, and their thickness, yosar al tefach, combined, all these ropes have to be a tefach thick, tefach wide. I'm not talking about the length of the rope, we're talking about a tefach wide. Kedei she hakol asara tfachim, that the ropes themselves, with the space that's below them, would equal 10 tfachim high off the ground, because that's the minimum height for a mechitza. So the top of the rope, the highest rope, the third rope that's on top, the top of that would have to be at least 10 tfachim off the ground. So what you have here is two different things that you have to deal with. Number one is you can't have space between the two ropes of three tfachim. Because in order to have what the concept is called as lavud, lavud makes it that any space that's less than three tfachim is considered as if it's filled up and connected, that the two items are connected, so there's no space at all. Masha Enki, in the previous Mishnah where we spoke about the different saddles and you couldn't have more space than actual saddles or actual animal kalim, when you have space less than three tfachim, the Torah doesn't recognize that as space. So here it's as if all the ropes are connected. We have this in a lot of our sukkahs, when they have lavud strings on the bottom, it accomplishes the same thing. So here you have from the ground to the lowest rope would need to be less than three tvachim, and then from that lowest rope to the next rope also would need to be less than three tvachim, and then from the second rope to the third rope on top, that space would need to be less than three tvachim. So all of that space combined, if you're just focusing on space, so yes, you accomplish the fact that each rope is not three tfachim from the other rope, but you also have to have the height of the mechitza that's 10 tfachim high. So therefore, as long as the ropes themselves, when you combine the ropes, it can't just be one tefach exactly, because as we've just shown, the spaces combined will be less than 9 tfachim, because they're not 3 tfachim each, they're less. Therefore, in order to complete the 10 tfachim total, you have more than a tefach worth of rope that will equal more than 10 tfachim in total from the ground. And then you'll be okay.